A Bronte South African track, Henatu. Right here on Lotus FM.
Station. I love it.
Lotus FM. Hi, good morning. Thank you for tuning into Style in the City. July is Mental Health Awareness Month. This morning, we discuss the link between breast health and mental health. According to breast health specialist surgeon, Dr. Fatima Hussain, studies have shown that major depression affects approximately 25% of breast cancer patients. However, the good news is that it has been recognizable symptoms. It has recognizable symptoms that are treatable. And Dr. Hussain has joined us today to share more insights on the link between breast and mental health. Good morning, Dr. Hussain. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. Thank you for having me, Priya, to you and your listeners.
Thank you for joining us, Doctor. Firstly, please would you explain why would a breast cancer diagnosis also affect one's mental health?
Well, I think the big question is how can it not affect your mental health? I think when somebody is diagnosed with breast cancer, it has major effects on their concerns about living, mortality. I think that's the biggest concern. How is this going to be treated? The loss that they can be expecting in terms of a breast. People think that they're automatically going to have a mastectomy. There are also other fears about chemotherapy and the unknown. So it's a lot to deal with. There's a lot of stigma attached to it. There are many things that the treatment of it is not well known amongst the people, and that all creates fears and concerns, anxiety, and also depression.
Doctor, what are the signs that someone with breast cancer is also depressed?
They would have symptoms. I mean, it's normal for somebody with a diagnosis to be sad and upset about it, but they would be able to continue with their daily activities. Their quality of life is not significantly affected by it. However, when the symptoms like feeling sad, tearfulness, feeling that you are unable to go on, it affects your health-seeking behavior or your affects your quality of life and your ability to continue with your activities of daily living, then it is actually a problem. So look out for a patient that is behaving completely out of their from what they normally are, and how they would deal with a normal stressful situation. So it doesn't necessarily have to just present with someone that's crying all the time and being sad. Sometimes they can just be bouts of anger and frustration and agitation. Those are also signs, maybe not necessarily of depression, but also of anxiety and other underlying psychiatric or psychological effects of the disease.
Doctor, can you please talk us through some of the practical things that will help navigate the diagnosis while minimizing the risk of depression?
I think the first thing is that you have to have a good support structure. So a lot of people with these sorts of diagnosis try to keep it hidden and don't really tell other people about it, mostly because of the stigma and what other people, the opinions of other people may have. But I think one should develop a support structure, people that you trust, people that care for you, and involve them in your processes. Ask for help when you need it. It's not a sign of weakness. It's not a sign of that. It's not a sign of things getting overwhelming. It's a sign that you are strong enough to know that you cannot do everything at once. And this is a very stressful situation. So a very good support structure. Mm-hmm. Trust in the healthcare system. Try and understand your disease process as much as possible so that you understand where and how things are going to be done. So your expectations are well met, so to speak, and then ask for help when you need it.
Doctor, lastly, what is your key message as we commemorate Mental Health Awareness Month?
I think the biggest thing that I can tell people out there is that mental health is a health issue like any other, like diabetes and hypertension. I think instead of stigmatizing it, you should understand that it does have a biochemical basis, and you should try and help people with that disease.
All right. Well, doctor, thank you so much for your time, for all the lovely tips. Enjoy your day further. And we'll catch you back in the near future on the show.
I would love it. Thank you very much for having me. Enjoy your day further.
You too. To get in touch with Dr. Hussain, you can call 021-930-2662. That's 021-930-2662.
This July, SABC1 introduces an update to the Prime.